We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If someone saved a tweet of you or anyone else on this radio station, yeah, myself, saying something that turned out to be really stupid.
Well, it's a little different because we are in the business of we're paid to give opinions on things.
Well, I was
some ninth grader who was texting on his mom's,
it's not
iPhone 3.
I was told
to get your attention does not get saved.
The guy who sent it to me said it was a podcast, so it wasn't technically enough. My point to you, what was my point again? I forgot.
That you're immature. Yeah, and you save things that because they fuel you and your fandom.
They fuel me?
I guess.
It was sent to me.
You saved it.
It was sent to me.
Yeah, you know what? And you saved it. You still have it.
Well, I saved it because it was funny. Maybe
you saved it. You saved it. You saved it.
How is this?
Because you figured there's going to come a moment where I can troll Knick fans now that Julius Randle's playing like a bum. Okay. And by the way, Julius, you should call Carmelo Anthony up. You're never in the same class as Carmelo as a player, not because you can relate to being that good, because you're not. But memo to you, watch how Carmelo Anthony in his Knick career handled the boo birds and the negativity from the media. You know what Carmelo Anthony did? Every single night, after every single game?
Most nights.
Every single night?
Most nights.
Unless it was about his wife or Kevin Garnett.
Most nights.
He showed up.
He skipped up once in a while, but most nights I completely agree with you.
He showed up.
Let's just use the word most. That's
he showed up.
Yes. Most nights.
Because you know what? Because that's what a guy does. That's what a man does. Oh, you're booing me? And I will remind you of this, Julius. You have something the rest of us don't have. You have this amazing skill that pays you over $100 million to use. So what are you pissed off about? You should be pissed at yourself. Shouldn't take it out of the media.
And you know who
are just trying to do their jobs.
You know who suffers from it?
Or the fan base, or your teammates.
Well, the teammates suffer because poor R.J. Barrett last night is being asked a tough question by Mark Berman. And you can hear it in R.J.'s answer. You have the audio of this bad boy? R.J. Barrett's being asked about the boos at Madison Square Garden. Now, R.J. Barrett is mostly not being booed at Madison Square Garden.
No.
But he's being asked about it. Mark Berman has to ask the question. And listen to poor R.J. Barrett.
You know what, Berman? You like to put people in tough spots, don't you? You like to put people in tough spots. But nah, I mean, like you said, we didn't play well. They got up, and they outplayed us today. And, I mean, that's all that could be said about it.
Berman is code for Randle. Mark Berman didn't put him in a tough spot. Julius Randle did, because R.J. Barrett, who's the best player on this team, maybe when Derrick Rose is healthy, it's Derrick Rose, has to stand there.
Yep.
And answer questions that Julius Randle should have to answer.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not fair to R.J. Barrett. So, look, whenever this comes up where a player refuses to talk to the media, it's not about the media and it's not even about the fans. It's about what you do to the guys that share the room with you. Julius Randle almost decapitated Evan Fournier. Now, we know Evan Fournier sucks, but Evan Fournier was trying to calm down an angry Julius Randle. And Julius Randle, I saw this live from my seat on the Chase Bridge, is flailing his arm at him. Yep. He's out of control.
And by the way, came out of the locker room after halftime, which is about a 10-minute break, and was still pissed off and yelling at the referees. Cost his team a technical at the end of the first half. Not that they would have won the game because they played like crap.
They were in the game at that time, though,
I think they were down four, right?
It was a game.
Yeah.
The third quarter doomed them. How they came out as awful as they did in that third quarter was what was clearly the most embarrassing thing that's happened all year long.
I don't believe in this concept a lot, because so I don't say it a lot. You said it about Lindor this year.
Oh, yes.
And I don't like saying it because I don't believe in it typically.
Mm-hmm.
But it's clear that Julius Randle can only handle New York when things are going well and or when there's no fans in the building. Because don't forget, Julius Randle's greatest moments as a Knick came in an empty building.
No, you're right. And I remember
they
when
did not
people...
come in front of a fan base who then adored him and laid out the red carpet for him. He was happy to talk after every game. So it's so simple. Just show up and answer a couple dumb questions and move along and remember that your bank account has secured generational wealth for your family. And move on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.